You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Garran on this Thursday, January the 26th, in what looks a star-studded programme once again for Garran's big jump race of the year, which features, of course, the Goffs Diestis Handicap Chase, which is a €59,000 Grade A handicap over 3 mile one, which always brings together a very competitive feel in the game, which it has done this year. Added onto the card, we've got competitive handicaps and maidens alike, and we've also got a Grade 2 decent hurdle over 3 miles, the Galmore hurdle, that comes up at 150. But we begin with the 12.50, and in a race which has been dominated by Willie Mullins over the last few years, he once again looks as though he's got all bases covered here with Bon Papa, who was an unlucky loser last time out at Cork. He was travelling really well, in behind the speed, when he tipped up three out, a bit of an innocuous four really. Didn't seem to jump the hurdle all that badly, but his momentum got him on the floor, and unfortunately he paid the price. Prior to that, he was really impressive winner of a bumper down in Fairy House. So he's obviously got a very good engine, and providing he can stay on his feet this time, he should take that first race pretty comfortably, because it does look a fairly mundane, modest affair, to say the very least. No brainer looks the obvious choice to chase him home, or for those who like to back each way without the favourite. He was third behind one of Willie Mullins's at Leopardstown over the Christmas period, called Bunk Off Early, who probably might end up at the Cheltenham Festival in one of the novices hurdles. He's certainly done enough anyway, no brainer, to suggest that he could give Bon Papa some kind of race, but the Willie Mullins bandwagon looks set to continue in the opener.
Race 2.
And this looks a very competitive looking 2 mile handicap, if ever there was one. But the one that stands out to me here is Back in the Saddle from the Benjamin Arthie stable. This 9-year-old has really come of age of late, winning two starts ago down in Down Royal fairly comfortably. And back in the field was a horse called Tethra, who finished 10th that day, has gone on to boost that form line with a win at Fairy House next time out. A good third last time out behind an improving horse called Yaya Fizz. Now, Yaya Fizz went to Navan over the weekend and actually posted a final circuit time quicker than jet ski, unbelievably. So this horse was obviously up against it on that occasion. But the form has not only been franked by the winner, but by the fourth as well, all the chimneys. So in a staying on third, that certainly represents, for me anyway, the best form coming into this race. And given that he was staying on quite strongly in the latter stages of that particular event, I'll expect him to do so here again today and certainly run himself into frame at the very least. Available at the back around about the 7-8-1 mark this morning. Back in the Saddle looks solid each way material there for me in race two. On to race number three then, which is the best quality race on show here this afternoon.
Race number three.
It is the featured Galmore hurdle, which is always a stepping stone perhaps towards the Cheltenham Festival, and of course the Stayers hurdle. And Willie Mullins looks as though once again he's got a strong hand here with the front two in the market, Clondor Warrior and Shane Seal. Now, to my eyes anyway, they didn't look as though there was a great deal between them as they contested the Christmas hurdle at Leopardstown on their last night. Now, Shane Seal was probably a length and a half ahead of his stabber companion when he tipped up at the last, still in contention and going well. Of course, that race in the end went the way of Vroom Vroom Bag, but I don't think there would have been a great deal to separate Shane's Hill had he stayed on his feet, and indeed Clondor Warrior and Snow Falcon. So therefore this morning I can't really understand why Clondor Warrior is an even money poke, and we can get 5-2 about Shane's Hill, who of course has been tipped up in dispatches by Tom Segal, of course, for the Stayers Hurdle itself at the Cheltenham Festival. We know he's a Grade 1 horse when he's at his very best. Decent effort the time before as well at Fairy House behind Apples Jade and Vroom Vroom Mag in the Morgiana hurdle. So it's not as if he comes here in bad nick whatsoever. If he could just get his jumping together, which I'm sure he will this afternoon, I'd expect Shane Seal, who's got a fantastic record going right-handed, 5 wins and 8 starts, to put his Stayers Hurdle credentials very much firmly in the shop window here and defeat stabber companion Clondor Warrior. It just looks a bit too short in the market for me on what he's achieved.
Race 4.
An intriguing looking Martin Stein opportunity handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Very much the intriguing one here is Gavin Cromwell's 4-year-old Soir de Chantenay, but we don't really know what to expect from this horse, who has only beaten one horse home and has got beaten the length of a cricket pitch in 2 runs. But he has been running in graded company, so we don't really know what to expect here off a mark of 120. All we know is that the services of Bryn Kane have been used here by Gavin Cromwell. And, you know, he's, like I say, he could be anything, as the term says. But there is a couple of big prices here that I do think could perhaps outrun their odds. They've certainly been overlooked by the bookmakers this morning. Headed by Tushan, who's my number one choice in this particular contest. Now, Thomas Foley's 10-year-old doesn't come in here in absolute rattling form. But that wasn't a bad effort 2 starts ago when he finished 5th in the very competitive Tim Duggan Memorial at Limerick. Pulled up last time out at Cork, which definitely is in his track, and heavy ground wouldn't have suited him. He now returns to the scene of a track where he's got an amazing record. He's only been out the frame once in 6 starts. Indeed, he didn't run badly on that occasion when he was out the frame. He finished 5th. But he's won here twice, so we know he likes this course and distance. And it's just a question of whether he can relay his chase form back over to the smaller obstacles. Of course, he's £10 lower here than he would be over the larger obstacles. So Tushan ran about 20-25 to 1 this morning. He's definitely worth half a look. And the other one to mention is the locally trained Belclare Boy. Again, another horse that doesn't exactly stand out to most punters here. But first of all, he's ridden by Barry John Foley, who's been very much catching the eye over in Ireland as a useful conditional. And all this horse's best form is here on the flat here at Gowan, and indeed over hurdles. His last run here was when he was 3rd to Mr. Lantolini back in September. The drying ground, or the decent ground to a degree, will definitely help Belclare Boy this afternoon. And I am, like I say, with Tushan and Belclare Boy, I'm relying on them turning their best form towards Gowan Park as they return here to their favourite happy hunting ground. So those are the two that I'd consider in race number 4.
Race 5.
This is the big betting race of the day. It is the Thyestes Chase, always a race steeped in history, and often you find horses that win this go on to either Gold Cup glory or perhaps Grand National glory, as of course last year's 5th did Rule the World, who was just on the coattails of the action. The actual last year's title went the way of My Murphy, who I do think is a big price this morning with William Hill at 22-1. One saves my number one choice, but Liam Burke's charge has obviously been saved, especially for this race. Yet again, he clearly goes really well at Gowran. He likes to race handy. And that run the other day in a very good conditions hurdle down in Punchestown would have definitely blown the cobwebs away. Robbie Parr, who's his regular pilot, once again gets a leg over here. So I see no reason why My Murphy wouldn't go well again 12 months on. My main selection, however, would be Monty's Meadow, who definitely arrives here with a leading chance, certainly at the weights anyway, off a mark of 140, carrying only 10 stone 7. He was 2nd in a very good race down in Limerick the other day, the Tim Duggan Memorial, and the way he kept on in the finish suggested that he'll definitely be suited to stepping back up in trip. Prior to that, he had got some good form last season over fences, including that victory over Arbor de Vie down in Thurles, albeit a little fortuitously. He was going really well in that Grade 3 at Nace on his last start last season when he tipped up at the 3rd from home. But considering he might have shook the feathers of the likes of Sub-Lieutenant Tellus Moore and Arctic Skipper, all graded winners in their own right this season, it just shows you what kind of quality this horse has been up against in the last season or so. So if he can manage to stay on his feet today, I do think the locally trained Monty's Meadow should go really well at a price there in the big race. So the two against the field there are Monty's Meadow and Ashley's winner, My Murphy.
Race number 6.
Now, this race really does intrigue me because I've been a little bit disappointed so far this season with Maldini, in the sense that he hasn't got his head in front. But you can't question the horses he's been running against. First time off the shelf of the larger obstacles, he was 3rd in that red-hot race down in Punchestown, which, of course, included Coney Island, who went on to win next time out in Grade 1 level. We know that Haymount's also a very useful horse, as he chased down Bells Hill in a Grade 2 at Limerick over the Christmas period. So that form definitely gives him a major chance of taking this race. Once again, he found 2-2 good for him the next time at Ferrios, but a genie in a bottle is very much a strong stay, and I definitely think he's a National Hunt chase horse in the making. Just got outspeeded by the likes of Backerson and Ed Wolfe last time out. But once again, there was nothing wrong with that performance. Now, this horse jumps really well. He's got a high cruising speed. I just think that he's been getting outpaced over 2.5 miles. And I can't quite understand why Connections see fit to drop him back to 2 miles here today. Whether it's just an exercise in just keeping him ticking over before the Cheltenham Festival, I have no idea. But to my eyes, anyway, he wants good ground and he wants a further than 3 miles. So something like the National Chase, even at the Cheltenham Festival, definitely suits him for me anyway. So I couldn't back him this morning at 2-1 just because I think he might just get done for toe again. So the main one I'd concentrate on here would be General Principle, who chased home Uncle Danny in an absolute bog down in Cork the other day. The ground was really testing and not many horses handle the ground, but the time figure was good all the same. And back in fourth that day was a horse called Jet, who went on to finish second to York Hill the other day in a graded contest at Leopardstown. So that form doesn't look too bad. And just because he's got form in around the 2 mile category, I'd expect General Principle, anyway, at the very least, to finish in the frame. And at 4-1 William Hill, he represents decent each way value there.
And the final race.
This is a bit of a non-event, so I'll keep it short and sweet. It's hard to get away from the claims here of Get a Bird in what looks a pretty mundane affair. You'd imagine this horse perhaps might be Cheltenham Festival bound towards the middle part of the latter part of the season, given that his form at the Fairy House has worked out particularly well and he clocked a good time as well. So he's definitely one of the better horses so far this season to strutty stuff in the bumper category. So Get a Bird, as I'd suggest, should be a walkover in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Preparation Podcast. Once again, we'll be at Dundalk tomorrow evening on January the 27th. So please tune in tomorrow morning for all the information you require for the 8-race card at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.